Don't you fight it out. You fight. Go. Go.
All right.
Fight it out. All right, I'm paying attention.
All right.
I'm not.
Welcome to the Game Hood Uncast. I'm your host, Beryl, and with me today is Marshall Henderson.
Yep.
And Korn.
I was almost the host.
You're the host.
So be very thankful.
Be very thankful that he's not the host. And we lost Captain this week because it's actually Mother's Day this time. And, well, he has to, you know, go.
He's dead.
He just died. Just keeled over and passed out. And that was that. And he'll be back next week when we resurrect him from the dead, I think.
Nope.
All right. I'll choose to try to save him. I think his body will still be in a pool of blood, but I'll get him back.
Yeah. We'll try. We'll see.
But yeah. Anyway, what have you been playing this week, Korn?
Oh, jeez. Blood Dragon. Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon. Playing some of that. Played all of it, I guess.
Oh, Korn.
Yes?
Have you tried Blood Dragon?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Do you like it?
Yep, definitely. I haven't played Far Cry 3, which is odd since I'm one of the few people who actually liked Far Cry 2. But I might look into picking it up, considering I like Blood Dragon's gameplay and everything. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep.
How's the, I guess, style or whatever?
It's good.
Is it consistent with what they were saying it was supposed to be?
Yeah, it's fairly consistent throughout.
Alright.
I heard the tutorial kind of sucked, though. Is that
correct? What? The tutorial was the great... the best bit.
I heard it was, like, had contrasting humor, so that's why people are... Oh, no. Anyway. But you like...
People are stupid. I like it.
Okay. I heard the save state, or the checkpoints were terrible in that.
We can't fucking quick save. It's a fucking PC game. Let me quick save.
And I heard, it has a save button that's there for no reason.
Yeah.
I remember 9to5 was like, there's a save button, but sure as hell it'll tell you you can save at certain checkpoints, but it won't actually save.
Oh, you can't save during missions, yeah.
It literally tells you you can't save, but it's like, why do you have the button there then? But, I do want to play that myself as well, but it sounds like it's kind of buggy, so I'm hearing, like, contrasting experiences.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't come across any.
I mean,
so, at least.
Toby wrote it in controversial review, so, I mean, about his experiences with an unworking game, basically.
Huh.
But.
Well, it's fine for me.
Yeah. You played through it already? Like, all of it?
Yep. The humor's good. A few misses. Too many repeats on the shotgun jokes, I think.
What?
He cooked shotgun.
Oh, now that joke is going to be old for me as soon as I start the game.
Yeah.
And anything else? I mean, we can tell you like Blood Dragon.
Yeah, I played the Neverwinter beta.
Beta?
Mm-hmm.
There's a... I didn't know that.
It's quite good. Not a lot of content there just from the beginning. I mean, there's plenty of mission stuff, but like, out of all the armor and weapons I've collected, none of it seems that different from one another. It's just stats, which is a bit of a shame. But I do have red armor with a sword called Bloodthirster, so Korn is content. That wasn't me speaking in third person, that was Korn, the god, blood god.
Oh, okay.
Not turning into Kiwi.
But, what's it called? Isn't that a Bioware joint?
Nope.
Or did they...
It's Cryptic.
Cryptic. And the
Perfect World,
World thing? Yeah.
Didn't they used to, Neverwinter used to be a Bioware thing? Like,
I think so. At some point it was, briefly. But...
Okay. I think it was like 1 and 2, maybe. Anyway. But, you like it? Don't like it?
I quite like it. I have a massive on, MMOs, just usually just due to the combat. I don't like just watching my dude just kind of run around, like, click that guy. All right, you're attacking him.
And then they're
waiting. I'm going to click. Yeah.
You're like, oh, they... slash, slash.
So it, I guess it hides it a lot better in this one because it kind of brings the camera in behind your dude and you're kind of seeing a bit more action. It's, I think there are other MMOs that do that, but I've never played them before, so it's new to me. But it's, the combat's still MMO-y. Like, you like pretty much hold down the mouse on a dude and you'll do like a big sword combo thingy and then you have the different special attacks. But definitely, it's more fun.
All right.
It's a little more involved. I'm playing as the, what do you call it? The giant sword man.
Giant swordman.
Mm-hmm. It's essentially like a berserker. Barbarian, sorry, I slipped into Warhammer for a second. It's nothing like a fucking... If it was a berserker, it would have a chain axe. The greatest weapon of all kind.
Mm.
Unless you check the weapon stats, in which case it's fucking shit.
Okay. All
right.
This is going to be a terrible episode for...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, you like it. That's wonderful. Can we move on to Martian? Or do you have something else to play?
What else have I played? The Fuse demo. That's all right. The person cover shooter with people you can play
with. I heard
with.
You like that. Like you said, it's like, yeah, it's pretty good or whatever.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
I'd be looking forward to that. I mean, I like Resistance 3, so I'm somewhat optimistic of them trying something different with the shooter thing now.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. I only play one class. Well, mostly I think I switched to someone once or twice, but it was quite interesting. It looked fun. I presume it's better with co-op.
Sure. That's any others are?
Yeah. I think that's it then.
All right.
As far as things you care about.
We don't want to hear you mix up classes all day and anyway. But how about Marshall?
I've also been playing one of those cryptic games, Star Trek Online. Because Star Trek.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a better use of your time than the certain other Star Trek games that came out recently, I guess.
Yep. Star Trek Online is actually a pretty good MMORPG because it does, it's split between space and ground combat and stuff like that. So the ground combat is relatively generic, though you can do like a shooter mode. You can use, I think, B to use shooter mode. It still plays more or less like a normal one, but it feels a little more action oriented, so it's cool. And then the space combat is super baller, so.
Is it like that. EVE Online or something? No.
See, the thing about EVE Online, at least when I played it, was that it didn't have any WASD, which was sucky. But
okay.
You have you have shields in all your directions. So, you can rotate your ship or whatever in order to prevent from taking damage and different types of weapons, like insofar as tachyon weapons will do one thing, will have one effect, whereas other ones will be better in damage, but they'll have a different effect, and as well as different weapon types like cannons versus just beams or whatever. It's fun.
It holds up still.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And it's free to play, so.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't free to play, but now it is.
Yeah, it wasn't free to play originally, but now it is, and I've not gotten far enough. Like, there are 50 levels. My highest level character is 41 in the game, and I haven't necessarily needed to use any of the paid things or whatever, but I heard that around level 40 is when they start becoming a little more of a thing, so I don't know if
you'll know if keep playing after this.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's still fun.
And anything else?
Soul Sacrifice, which...
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's alright. It's a fun thing to play in groups. If you're playing it by yourself,
it's kinda repetitive, deliberately.
Yeah.
I mean...
It can be pretty repetitive, but if you're playing with other people, then it's quite fun.
Yep, yep. And anything else? No.
I played Dragon's Dogma for like 15 minutes the other day. That's still a good game, though.
Alright, I do want to play that, but I can't decide if I want to just skip out on all these Dragon Dogmas and wait for 2 when they actually have co-op.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it for me. What about you, Beryl?
I've only played Soul Sacrifice this week. Like, literally the only thing I played. Well, I mean, like, it's like it was the only game I focused on, and I actually beat it, like the main story at least, and I like it.
Yep. So,
what?
It's the only thing you've played this week at all.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I mean, every week I usually have two things, but
like,
yeah.
You're definitely not playing a game right now as we're having this conversation.
I might be writing review and writing words based on another game. Anyway.
Okay. Yep.
But Soul Sacrifice. It's a good game. I like it. It is. I didn't like it originally, but it definitely grew on me as I kept playing.
Yeah. It's you kind of get Stockholm Syndrome with a lot of the more annoying things or whatever. You're like, well, I understand why they're doing that.
Yeah, it's like I realize that it's either this game or Monster Hunter, and I'll choose a good game.
Well, I mean,
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Yep, I know. I purposely offended both of you because I know both of you like Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
But okay. I do want to play Monster Hunter 4 one day, so that might easily be hypocritical someday.
Yep.
But that was it.
Oh yeah, though, on the topic of Star Trek Online, if you're going to play that, depending on what you prefer, if you prefer to be on the ground, like doing the away missions, definitely play Engineer. If you want to do spaceship battles and stuff, which are better anyway, then go with Tactical. That's all I've got to say about that.
Pro tips from an MMO master.
Pro tips from a guy who played an MMO? Tips from a guy who played an MMO.
But, alright, I'll move on to the next main topic. The main topic of this week is the future of games. Like, it's kind of a general topic, but, with stuff like the Oculus Rift coming out and hints of the Luma Room, I think, for Microsoft. Like, there's a lot of...
Is that the thing that doesn't really work?
Oh, I'm sure it won't work, because it's Microsoft.
There's a nice flat room, the wall. Anyway, just...
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of speculation about where gaming's headed because of this, and we got, like, obviously new consoles like the PS4 and the new Xbox, which I... Did they confirm the new name? Was it Infinity? Is a real thing? Or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but, new consoles, and what do we think about it? Like, what do we think gaming's headed? Going down the crapper? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very optimistic.
It's not going down soon enough, that's me.
Oh, Corn. Why you gotta be filled with so much hate?
I don't think any of the Oculus Rift and Illuminati room, will do too well. I hope it doesn't, at least. Just the fucking games. I don't want all this other shit. Just give me the game.
Yep.
Like, you're not improving anything here. You're just adding a bunch of extra shit that no one really wants.
Well, I mean... See, there's got to be a point where the technology moves in a direction. And...
Yeah, but I don't want a projection of half the game blurred over across my wall.
Yeah. However, I'm definitely wanting a holodeck, so... This is a step in that direction.
Yeah, from the Oculus Rift and Luma Room, I guess. God, that is such a dumb name. Anyway.
It is such a dumb name. It is the worst name.
But I do find the Oculus Rift a bit more interesting because Luma Room just seems like something that's like an idea, not really executed. Yeah. But there's a lot of more positive gaming buzz towards the Oculus Rift. It's like projecting like 720p. And games are apparently pretty immersive in it, at least from early opinions.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, that said, I haven't heard anything beyond, like, first-person stuff. So, I don't know. Like, either we're implying that the Oculus Rift means first-person shooters will be far more immersive, while other genres will kind of stagnate, or I don't know.
Oh, good. That's what we need more of.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we need. We need more focus on first-person games, and shooters are definitely underrated.
It's hard to imagine the way that one would do that, though. Like, the way that one would make a non-first-person shooter game on the Oculus Rift, given the way that the hardware is designed.
Yeah, because they're based on moving your head, and I don't know. Kind of like, if you were to do a third-person game, it you'd almost need a controller, and you have to basically kill the point of the Oculus Rift. But, you know, because if you move your head at all, you kind of distort, I don't know, your projection of, I don't.
Yeah. Well, also, besides that, with the Oculus Rift, you know, like whenever you're playing a lot of first-person games, if you move your mouse up, it'll go to a certain point. Then even if you continue moving it up, you know, you're not going to look any further up than that.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering how they compensate for that so that it doesn't, like, you know, you point your head. Yeah, it doesn't hang on the edge, basically. It doesn't get caught on the edge of the
thing.
No, I
just mean, like, they make it really heavy, so if you try and do it too much, it'll just hurt your neck. It's not worth it.
Your head will roll back, and then it'll just fall off.
And then you'll die. Okay.
Yeah,
and
then you'll die.
And that's the Oculus Rift. Killing people who can't control cameras.
Yep.
It's evolution.
I don't know. It seems like, man, it'll be kind of tough to do that. But the concept behind it, you know, you do something like, I saw a thing where someone was using it to play Mirror's Edge. And that seems like it'd be pretty interesting to have that as a thing that you're doing.
Yeah, and, like, even beyond gaming, I think the Oculus Rift is kind of interesting. Like, what was it? Like, using it as, like, a browser or whatever, it's like, people have been, like, talking about that. It's, like, kind of, like, way sorting the interface. I don't know. I've read up too much on it, because I'll be honest, I don't really care about new hardware too much.
Neither.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been hearing, like, excitement from others, so it's kind of, like, I'm picking apart ones that sounded interesting to me. But do we have any ideas about the Loom Room, or?
Nope, it's stupid. Microsoft's not doing stupid things.
Yep, the Loom Room looks dumb. I don't know, it's like, that's like a halfway step or whatever between the Now and the Holodeck. And it's not a good one. It's not a good step. So, I don't genuinely think we're ever really going to get a Holodeck, but.
Okay. You know, like, at any point?
Probably not.
All the gamers have the room just install Holodeck.
Yeah, see, you know how expensive that would be? It'd be ridiculously expensive to do that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The thing is that, I don't know, it's, the idea of this immersive gaming is cool. I like it. I like the idea of being able to get more into the guts of a game or whatever. But whenever they're doing it that way and stuff, it's still, it's like, not to give him any credit for anything, but when Peter Molyneux was talking about, what was the name of that, Fable Journeys or whatever, that Kinect game? Yeah, he was saying the reason why you focus on magic in that game instead of doing weapons or whatever is that you don't have, like, if you swing a sword, you're going to expect some degree of
fear. Yeah.
Versus with magic, you don't have any ingrained expectation for that because you've never used magic before.
What about a magic sword?
Oh.
Use a magic sword, but even then, you would expect some degree of resistance or something. Like, if
it's a trick question. Magic swords are stupid. Just use a fucking axe.
What about a lightsaber? I mean, how about that? Those things just play through whatever.
But what about when you
hit a good Star Wars game first.
Oh, yep. Definitely.
Like, what happens when you hit another lightsaber, though, or whatever? Regardless, there's, you know, whatever. And if you've got an entire room, an entire world, where you've got no tactile interaction with or whatever, then it's kind of flimsy, I think.
So, like, gaming is right now, where you can't really interact with the world too much.
Yeah. I mean, I ran to
this
table
and all the cups fell over. Interaction!
You've got, you know, with the vibrating control thing. If you've got that going on or whatever, you at least get some degree of physical feedback.
What about Rev? What were you talking about?
Right? Huh?
Anyway. But, sounds like we are...
kind of immersion you wanted.
it's definitely for a specific immersion type. Anyway. But, what's it called? If sounds like we are all, like, kind of skeptical of, like, technology as it is, then how about, like, Well, I mean,
Don't make us sound like Luddites or whatever. We're not skeptical of technology. We're just
we're skeptical of gaming technology or the concepts that are being projected towards being future gaming or whatever. I don't know. But what I was trying to lead to was, do we still prefer, you know, more standard experiences? Like, do we, like, obviously the PS4, and we're guessing the next 360 are kind of going to be familiar experiences. Like, do we just want to see better graphics and, like, with a controller at hand, or...
I mean, at the moment, more than anything, I just want to see the games themselves change.
Yep, that's the thing. I'd much rather see what they're going to do with the concept of the games rather than trying to revolutionize the way that we necessarily play the same things, because that's going to limit the actual, I think, artistic direction that they're taking with the games themselves. They're like, well, you know, we can do the same things, you just do different, you engage with them differently, and that's valuable in a way, but I don't know. I mean, I'd much rather get a more interesting concept behind the games themselves than that.
So more creative stuff within existing hardware.
Yeah. Or I mean, I don't, it, honestly, it has to be one way or the other, but yeah, you could do it both. You could do both.
All right.
For me, console manufacturers don't have too much to do aside from manufacturing consoles.
Yeah.
So they can sit around and be like, yo, let's make something.
The fact is that they're going to keep making the stuff as long as it's profit.
Yeah.
Profitable.
Profit.
I forgot what I was saying.
We know what you're saying. But let's go. Is there at least anything, like, since we don't want anything too drastic because it doesn't seem like the hardware can keep up with it, or the interface and design. How about, what's it called? I just forgot my thought. Anyway, it's going great.
Is it trend? Is that what you're trying to think of?
No, I was going to say, is there anything of these next consoles that are the current ones, like the Wii U, like, do we want to see them, like, fix anything in particular? It's like, or add anything that would probably change how you game? It's like, I remember, like, speculating in an earlier podcast. It's like playing online. It's like, you could essentially pass a controller by playing with a friend, like a single player game. Like, ideas like that. It's like, ones that aren't real, but you'd like to be real. Do you have anything like that?
Here's the thing with Nintendo. When it comes to Nintendo stuff, they have a really cool way of going about it, where they're going to, when they always introduce an idea that is a stupid idea and it's just a complete gimmick, but then they're like, oh, by the way, here's what you can do with this gimmick, and they do something interesting with it. I'd like to see more stuff like that. I really don't see Sony doing that, because they're kind of, you know, ram-jammed into their ways or whatever. They're not going to do interesting stuff that often, but...
Probably not.
What about the Move?
That was a great original idea that they had there.
That iToy was original at the time.
And they did such great things with it.
Yeah.
The thing is, they come up with hardware, but they never prove the hardware. They don't do anything to make it good or whatever. Well, but I'd like to see a lot more of that sort of stuff. Like, imagine, you know, they have the whole thing where you can pass off the controller to another person or whatever. I mean, I know it's coming off as like that Peter Molyneux Twitter account or whatever, but what if they were to use that specifically as a means of, having that as a gameplay feature or whatever, where the idea is that you should pass it off to another person instead of you just doing it yourself, or something like that. Instead of it just being like, oh, this is hard, somebody do this for me. Instead, it'd be like, okay, you could do this on your own. And it could be a single-player game, but what if that was a feature that they used in the game or whatever? Just use the hardware that you have to do interesting ideas instead of specifically relying on that. Sort of like The World Ends With You on the DS, how it's a good game, but I felt like they were just sort of like, well, we've got a touchscreen, we need to use the touchscreen, let's use the touchscreen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they played around with a lot of ideas, though. It's like they used the mic, and even if you didn't like that ability, you didn't have to use it. Like, and you could also use, like, you can blow on the touchscreen, which is a terrible idea. But you could also do that.
You could.
That ability didn't work very well, but it's like you utilizing an experiment with the hardware, basically. Yeah.
They did a good job of that in The World Ends With You.
And even things like using the internal timer, like you would level up if you put the game aside for a bit, like stuff like that.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you have a touchscreen and they use it for movement, which annoyed me, but you know, you can use it for like the way you interact with a touchscreen gets different effects by using different pens and stuff like that. I thought that was a good thing to do. Like, I'd like to see more of that kind of concept or whatever.
So more experimentation and more good games with experimentation.
Yeah. Right. Even bad games with experimentation, because
that's true.
A lot of bad games, you know, maybe it's not going to do super well or whatever, but people will be like, man, I really like that idea, so...
I know, what's it called? What was that Kinect game? It was Battalion?
Star Wars?
No,
Steel Battalion?
Yeah, Steel Battalion. Yeah. And it's like, I heard that game is unplayable in concept, but it has some interesting, well, not in concept, in actual reality, but, it had some interesting ideas. It's like you would move between the cockpit and, I don't know, you do like hand gestures to do certain things. I don't know, but like, assuming the hardware could keep up with it, you could like do some really interesting stuff that I don't know. But
yep.
Yeah. And anything Korn wants to say, or is he still Mr. Ned Games just need to have a controller? That's that.
I guess. I'm not opposed to new ideas, but they mostly suck, so whatever.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're opposed to new ideas, but
yeah.
I'll see. I don't know. No new hardware stuff is particularly winning me over.
Yeah. I mean, the things they've announced don't necessarily sound particularly good or anything, but I could see, you know, with an adequately creative person, you know, designing the games or whatever. And game designers are, you know, they're kind of creative, I guess.
Yeah, but publishers.
Yeah. That's the issue.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I could see them using it in an interesting way that could possibly win me over. Because I mean, like, I thought the 3DS was stupid, but then when I played Super Mario 3D Land, I was like, man, 3D on this.
Like, that's all right, and it works, and it adds something that you wouldn't expect.
Yep. So,
yeah. So basically, Nintendo's the best company ever. That's what we established, and they make the best games. And
basically, yeah.
We wish that Jordan was here so he could agree with us.
Nope. If he were here, then I'd be talking about how Nintendo has a terrible tendency to create games, and then just they have these stupid ideas, and then they try to sell a console on it or something.
And then after their ideas don't work, then they rehash old ones and they don't experiment. What? But all right. Let's see.
We can skip the next topic written here, I think.
Can we?
Yeah.
Does Marshall want to skip it?
I think he's referring to the topic of David Cage.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We might as well. I mean, technology advances, and obviously David Cage has very high production value, so like
him himself?
His company definitely has high production values. So he's able to go up with statements like emotions. Games don't have emotions.
Correct.
Nope.
But
as it is now, games are basically at the same point as silent films are, as he said.
But in some ways, to kind of humor the idea, it's like the topic. No. it's like games can be more realistic and like facial expressions, but they always have this kind of uncanny value to them. A lot of them.
Yep.
And like, you could almost be more detracted if they're kind of realistic-ish, but don't have, like, aren't as expressive. Like, because even older games, it's like, you could look at them and be like, man, this doesn't look game great, but I can pick up the context.
Yeah.
And, like, with newer games, it's kind of like, they rely on the emotions, should I say, and they come off as, like, uncanny valley, like, use that term again, which I don't like using, but it's easy.
Yeah. Well, and, it's accurate. I mean, that's the sort of weakness of technology-driven stuff or whatever, if you're trying to do technology-driven art or whatever, then that's the sort of issue that you run into. Is the technology can't necessarily replicate reality that well, so the only way that you can compensate for that is to use an interesting art style or something to that effect. Like, you know, Wind Waker versus, I don't know, David Cage garbage.
Well, I mean, I can't think of a specific example, but I know some games, like, they worked really hard on getting the pupils down, and like you can point out to Wind Waker, like, Link was pretty expressive with his eyes.
Yeah.
And, like, he was looking at an item or reacting in a certain way. And, like, just, like, subtle things. And, like, if more games did that, like, what's that conceited term? It's, like, eyes bring the soul or something like that, or...
Eyes are the windows of the soul?
Yes. And, but use that term in terms of gaming. It's, like, if they are... If it feels like you're getting kind of a very focused kind of glance, I bet games could definitely be more immersive. Like, if you see characters kind of have much more focused pupils or, I don't know, stuff like that. Like, expressing emotions in that way. Like, just along with, you know, gestures that also make sense, because gamings have some goofy gestures that don't really accompany what they're saying or...
Yeah, or looped gestures, you know, the hands that are just moving to move for the sake of looking like they're articulated or something.
Yeah.
One thing that kind of impressed me insofar as that sort of thing goes, oddly enough, was in Tomb Raider, the new one, where in that they had a lot of just tiny little baby like twitches or whatever on a lot of characters' faces whenever they're making an expression. So someone doesn't fully smile, but you sort of see the smile line start to form or whatever, or, you know, the eyebrow twitches or something like that. I think they did a really good job on that. So there's a degree of, I think the technology is there to a point where you can show nuance, but
yeah,
whatever.
But I mean, that's as far as we will go to humor David Cage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as it is that now, it depends. Like, you'd have to write a good script to accompany this technology. And you'd also have to, you know, have the people realize it in your actual game as well. And, Yep, that's as far as I'm going with that topic.
Yeah, whatever.
As for David Cage himself, you know, he's a hack. And he relies on movie tropes, and he should be making movies, but he relies on movie tropes to make his games rather than, you know, doing anything interesting with games themselves.
Yep. All right. I think we've exhausted the topic.
Yeah. We've done it.
How about? I guess we have to read these questions. But we have user questions this week, and a lot of them are New Zealand related, so I guess we'll go straight to New Zealand corner because of this.
Yes.
Yeah. I asked for a few questions. Apparently you guys don't know moderation. Thanks a f***load.
Well, I mean, it's not really a matter of moderation, it's a matter of restraint in certain types of questions. Like, we like questions, we just like real ones. But anyway, it's too bad, but, you know, we're going to have to answer them anyway, because we're those kind of people. Korn, your first question. How is your bird doing? What kind of bird is it, anyway?
First, two birds. Get your facts right.
All right.
Two, they're outside. It's kind of cold out there, so they're probably not doing too well. Three, never wanted birds, never liked them. Don't know why we stick them in cages and then have them inside our house. Stupid idea.
Yep.
That's, like, here, have some food. Here, have some water. Oh, you're squawking at me? That's fantastic. I'm sure you're living a great life, stuck in this cage, surrounded by dogs and cats that will probably kill you if you try to escape.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I hate pets. Next question.
What kind of bird is in it? What kind of bird is it? Like, we have to make sure.
One's a cockatoo, the other's a parakeet.
All right. And I think you answered the weather question, right? Right.
Yeah, it's autumn going on winter, so it's a little cold, but nothing too bad.
Right. And God, I get this point every time I read one of these questions, but oh God. If given the chance, would you like to see New Zealand become a British Dominion again?
Nope.
All right. How big are Marvel movies in New Zealand?
Marvel's as big as here as it is everywhere else, I guess. Although I don't really care, so whatever.
All right. How big is gaming in New Zealand?
It's big. It's as big as it is in other first world countries.
All right. Of course. First of all, absolutely.
Debt than America.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have a do you have a con style like or con like events there?
Yep, there's Armageddon. Whoa, I pronounced that weird twice. we have that. There's probably a bunch more in Auckland, but we have I don't really go to too many because cons don't attract the nicest people. At least the people I like hanging out with, at least.
Sure.
Fucking nerds. I went to one once, and there was just a bunch of people playing card games. I mean, it's like, really? Anyway. They're all right. There's a few here and there.
So, number one source for card games in New Zealand, but video games are all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. How big are superhero movies in general? Again?
See previous answer.
Yeah, what? Oh, Blaze. And then Ludon just... Oh, God. These questions. How big are... No. What the hell? Who cares about this? I'm skipping that one. If you could pick any place in New Zealand for your co-host to reside, where and why?
Hamilton.
That sounds very impressive.
I don't know. It depends what you like. Wellington's alright if you can stand a bit of wind. You know, the old saying, you can't beat Wellington on a good day. I haven't been to Wellington
one
on
of my
a good
favorite
day,
things.
So who knows?
That's the same Marsha goes by every morning. Wakes up, he's like, Wellington, something.
Can't beat that on a good day.
Yeah.
I went to Auckland as a kid, so I don't remember too much about it, but just looking at it, it's the big overcrowded capital. So, you know, if you do like traffic, it's a good place. A lack of housing.
Some of my favorite things. Isn't there, Corn?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a figure of speech that may sound familiar to fans of Stargate SG-1 where people use the phrase Jaffa?
Oh, yeah. Just so... Auckland.
Oh, nice.
That doesn't really reflect positively on Auckland.
No. No, it doesn't. To be fair, it's not very good. Christchurch isn't alright. It's kind of empty. If you go into the CBD, like the red zone coordinate is down quite a bit. It's just around the square now, basically. But I'm not sure why I'd go in there because there's not too much to do. I mean, if you like empty space, you'd be in fucking heaven. Christchurch, come to Christchurch, it's alright.
Alright. I was expecting a much more depressing answer. Be like, I want this guy to be in a grave because he should be dead. But I guess...
to be fair, my first answer was Hamilton.
All right. So which is
Stewart Island, so you can do nothing.
All right.
I don't even know Stewart Island. But I don't have internet or anything. They might have roads, though. You never know.
And surprisingly, that's it for New Zealand questions.
The good ones, I guess.
Yeah. I mean. What is the most recent controversial event that's happening in New Zealand?
Too many to name. It's the Aaron Gilmore thing, where an MP no one knew about did something bad, and now he's resigned. Actually, what is a good controversial event is selling the shares, I guess. That finished out. That's kind of boring, though. Aaron Gilmore, I'll stick with that. It's not very controversial, though, but whatever. It's New Zealand. Pretty relaxed.
So all New Zealanders are pretty cool, except for managing shares and whatnot.
I don't think it's managing shares. It's the problem. It's the selling them in the first place.
all right.
Yep. I mean, there's the banning of synthetic cannabis. Relatively controversial, I guess.
Wait, synthetic what?
Cannabis.
What? I'm going to keep asking you, but because every time it'll sound different to me.
Cannabis.
And that is...
Weed.
Okay. Weed. I guess.
Marijuanas.
All right. So, synthetic drugs are no bueno. You can only have the real stuff. All right.
Well, technically not allowed either, but it's probably easier to get the real stuff now.
Okay. Well, being a naive, sheltered person individual, I didn't pick up on that, I guess. but I guess we'll move on to the next question. What is your favorite New Zealand movie now, shows, or talked about?
Okay. Movie or shows, I guess. Anyway.
What is your favorite New Zealand movie or show that are not made from America? The wording was weird for that.
See, I don't really watch many movies. Eagle vs. Shark's a good one.
That is a good one. Watch it with subtitles. Oh, you think Corin's accent is indecipherable, then, you know.
I think it was just a word, actually. I mean, it's not offense against Corin.
Yeah, no, you think Corin's accent is indecipherable, okay. Then you're going to need subtitles on that movie.
All right.
Come on. Really?
They're all like, you know, is it your boyfriend? No, that's Jeremy. He's my brother. Or whatever. And it's like, what are you saying? I don't understand you.
I didn't understand you until you said I didn't understand you. But so how about shows, though? Since that was a movie, I think.
Yeah. Shows. I mean, recently we've got like 7 days is pretty good. Kind of depends on who you got on the panel.
Is it anything like 7 pounds starring Will Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul Ego takes an emotional journey. About his son, Dai Henwood. I haven't watched 7 pounds. I'm just guessing.
yeah.
Yeah.
I've been thinking of Pursuit of Happiness, but we can okay. Do that. Doesn't matter.
Anyway.
And...
what else is it? World Famous in is alright. Steve Rogue is a little hit or miss with me. Mostly missing, but, what shows are there? See, I don't really watch movies or shows or any of that crap.
Yeah, it does sound like you play video games. I mean, I know it's a surprise.
I think that's it. 7 days, World Famous, and I think John Wan Ben and 10, or John Wan Ben and Guy Williams at 5:15, or whatever he was originally going to call it. It's quite good. I think it's coming back, actually, at some point. I haven't watched Harry, but I have no idea if that's any good or not. But we'll see. I missed the first episode, so whatever. I'll continue not watching it.
Listeners, if you are interested in Harry, go watch it and tell him if it's good or not, so he doesn't waste his time.
If he can.
All right. And last, but not least, I guess. Well, maybe least. If you could change one thing in New Zealand, what would it be?
Oh, boy. A drinking culture? I don't know. What's an answer that'd improve everything? I change Hamilton. I change
one. It was one thing. Scored. I know.
I'm thinking.
Oh, you.
Government. I change the government.
Yeah, that's good.
In some undefined way, I don't really care. As long as it's different.
As long as it's different and good.
Change the government to be good, gooder.
Gooder, better.
make it gooder.
Mm-hmm.
Make it adequate, passable.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, and I think that wraps up New Zealand Corridor. And
finally.
Please don't do that again, people. Please give us a real question. We're fine with the occasional New Zealand Corridor, but that was ridiculous. He doesn't care about comics that much. Good God.
Corn can't even read.
And, alright, no, no.
Give me some Warhammer questions, I'll answer those.
I purposely avoid them and be like, what? We got, no, we didn't.
We didn't get any. What are you talking about? There's no questions here.
I mean, I'm just sad the Chain Axe is kind of shit in the new Codex. You know, it's just, it's a waste of points.
So we've got more questions, right?
Yeah.
It depends. How much are we on the time thing?
We're
good.
Let's
go.
Yeah, we are. We're good. We got like 10 minutes.
Okay, so we're at like the 50-minute mark.
Close to it.
Yeah, sure. I think we can save Kikus for next week.
Alright.
Sorry, Kiku. Yeah.
Don't worry. Well, actually, in some ways, that's probably better, so you can hear your questions. You know, actually be
answered. Blame Ludo for answering a bunch of credit questions.
Yeah, we had to get...
Again. Stupid game up, Ludo.
Yeah.
If you listen to this, you probably don't. I'm probably safe to say whatever I want to about you.
Maybe. No, that was their final straw. They're like, you know, I was listening up to this point until he said that. That was too far, Corey. That was way too far. I could handle direct abuse, but until you said that.
I just don't like people. Anyway, we're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say closing statement, I guess. And that was the Game Pwn Cast. Hopefully Captain will join us next week. Until then. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. And that was that. That happened.
Yay.